This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 27.
I am ready to rock and roll. Let's go ahead.
What's up, everybody? Today, you get to meet one of my mentors. We've been covering this subject quite a bit lately on the importance of that. And today, we have Mr. Travis Scott coming on the show. He's the individual that was just as crazy as me to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, drive 3 hours to Columbus, Ohio to join a meetup hosted by Pat Flynn. And that was a game changer for me because he introduced me to a whole nother income stream that I wasn't even aware of. So that's the importance of networking and finding mentors. So let's get right into this and you can meet Travis. Travis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Now, we had met after attending a meetup all the way down in Columbus, Ohio. And afterwards, we met up, we got coffee, you shared with me you're a family man, you have a full-time job, you're selling products on Amazon, you're creating online courses, and you run a successful blog site. Please take me back and share with me how you got started on all this.
Oh, man. I don't know if we have enough time because it sort of all came from a long series of failures, I guess. You know, I've tried a bunch of things over the last 10 years. I've always had a full-time job, but I've always been one of those people that wants to do something on the side. And I've never been afraid to try something and fail and move on. So I had a lot of failures. You know, I've started blogs. I started a podcast. So I tried a lot of things. One of my first successes actually was creating an app business. And I don't even know how to code or anything, but me and my friend, we had an idea for an app. We found a guy that knew how to code and we ended up selling that for about $20,000. So that was like my big success and my first side, you know, one of my first good side hustles. And I got addicted after that. So I was trying to look for the next thing. And the way I found out about selling on Amazon was through Pat Flynn's podcast, episode number 99. And so I started selling some things on Amazon. I saw a lot of success with that. My first year in the business, I had about $120,000 in revenues. Not profits, but revenues. So I love that. Then I started to learn a little bit more about online business. So I created my website, Stuff Parents Like, and I've had a lot of success with that and having fun writing some articles. And also been lucky enough to have some articles published on the Good Men Project, addictedtosuccess.com, and a couple coming up on the Huffington Post. So I would love to attribute to, you know, I knew what I was doing, but a lot of failures, but I learned from those and sort of brought me to where I am today.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that because so many people fail and they decide that it just doesn't work and they quit. And you just shared a whole lot with us there. We need to chop this down and go back. So you listen to Pat Flynn and you decide you want to start selling products on Amazon. Did you take a course? Did you hire a coach or did you just figure this out school of hard knocks here?
You know, Jessica LaRue is the person Pat Flynn was interviewing, and she gave a pretty good explanation of how she got started. And she was talking about how she just downloaded the app Profit Bandit and started selling through a program called Fulfillment by Amazon. And after listening to that, I mean, personally, I just wanted to get started. I felt like I could figure it out. And there's a lot of learning curves along the way. You know, the first couple months weren't that great. I mean, I guess looking back, for what I was at that time, they were pretty good. But for what I'm doing now with Amazon, it wasn't that great. But I sort of just went headfirst into it and sort of figured out everything along the way. Now, I think my success curve would have been, you know, would have been more straight up if I would have hired a coach or if I would have taken a class. But I figured out everything on my own and just sort of went forward from there.
No, that's awesome because that episode actually, if I'm not mistaken, it came out January, 2014, am I right?
Yes, January, February, I can't remember. I don't think I heard it though until March.
Wow, okay, so let's back up even more then. Last year was your first year doing this and you did 120 grand in revenue.
Yeah, I'm talking from, I started in like March 20-something, 22nd was my first sale. So from like March to March, it was 120,000.
That's amazing. Your first year in, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that.
Very cool. So based on your successes from that, is that what had led you to create your online course that you sell on Udemy?
It is. You know, I was starting to see a lot of success with that. People were asking me, you know, how was I making? At that time, it was like 500 extra bucks a month. But I was only working a couple hours a week, like maybe 2 hours a week, you know, doing that stuff. And so I created a course on Udemy, how to start your own Amazon FBA business. And I think I have like 800 students in that now. And I've heard a lot of success from those students that actually want to put in the time and learn how to do it. But yeah, that's the reason I started it. I guess once you start hearing people ask questions and they keep asking the same questions, that's a good indication maybe you should create a course.
What did it take for you to actually create a course? You said you've tried other things before. So was this easier for you, or was this your first attempt at creating one?
You know, it was my first attempt at creating a course from A to Z. I've created, you know, YouTube videos and have messed around with ScreenFlow and stuff like that. But this is the first time I put a course together from A to Z. And what helped me is actually my buddy wanted to create a course too. He's in the technology field. So we kind of had a bet going on and encouraging each other to finish the course. So we had put a deadline on it. And I think if I'm not mistaken, if either one of us didn't finish the course by maybe it was July 1st of last year, we owed the other person $100.
So. Nice. That's good. You brought in an accountability partner. You made it happen. And the course is a huge success. And for all the listeners out there, I actually took this course, and Travis is the man that got me started on Amazon, and my business has been growing since. So I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, I remember sitting down with you and telling me about that.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. For all the people out there that want to create an online course, will you walk us through it a little bit on some of the things you need, some of the content you need to add?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you need is obviously a topic to talk about. And with online courses, man, you can talk just about anything from creating a website to creating a podcast to what I did with Udemy or maybe the best techniques for yoga. So you just have to have a topic that you know a lot about and you're an expert in. But you know, you don't have to be a Harvard MBA to be an expert. I think if you read two or three books on a subject, you're going to know more than 90% of the people out there. So just have that topic ready to go and then outline it. Come out, you know, however you outline things, you know, just sit down and write down everything you would need to know to become an expert yourself. Think of it as a beginner level and then kind of put it in some kind of chronological order. And you're just writing all this stuff down at this point. And once you have an outline, I think that's really the best time to start working on the course. And that's when I used ScreenFlow and I used PowerPoint to really, you know, create the slides and then put everything. ScreenFlow helps me to be able to talk through the slides, and Udemy does a great job as far as being able to upload that. And, you know, you not have to have any, because I'm not that technological savvy that I would, you know how to host it and everything. And Udemy provides all of that. So it's a great platform to really get your course up there. But, you know, it's really not that hard nowadays. If you just have a computer, you have ScreenFlow, or I think another one's Camtasia or something, and PowerPoint, and you can put together your own online class pretty easily.
Now, how friendly are those resources to use? Do you have to have a little bit of tech abilities for those, or are they pretty dummy friendly?
Yeah, they're pretty easy, especially ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow is really easy. It's just a matter of basically hitting record. And then if you want to get a little more technical, you can go in and say you're on a website or if you're teaching someone how to do something and you want to enlarge the area that you're talking about, it makes it real easy to go in and do that. It's not that hard. It may take a little, you know, couple Google searches to figure it out, but you're not gonna have to spend hours trying to figure out how to use it.
You can make it happen.
Yes, anybody can. I'm positive.
Very cool. Which brings me to my next point here. You're creating Amazon B School right now. Can you share with us what we could find in that?
Yeah, one of the things I learned from my Udemy course is people still want more accountability. They want someone there to hold their hand. They need someone to make them be more accountable. Because a lot of people, believe it or not, they'll spend a couple $100 for a course and then they won't take any action because they're still scared. So I created Amazon B School, which will be launching in the near future, where I'm going to hold your hand through the entire process. So it'll be a 6 weeks course where you'll get access to my Udemy course. And I'm going to show up every week for an hour with all the students and just talk to them and walk them through everything they need to know on Amazon. And I'll share all my tricks of what stores I go to, how I find my products, how I ship them out. I mean, everything. By the time this course ends, you'll be an Amazon FBA expert and probably outpacing me.
That's awesome. And when you actually do launch that, let me know because I will send it out to the listeners at that point, and so they could be up to date when it is available.
Yeah, great. I appreciate that.
Very cool. Stuff Parents Like. What can we find over there?
Stuff Parents Like is kind of a collaboration of everything that I enjoy. And yeah, you know, number one, I love my family. I've got four kids, and me and my wife will be married 10 years in June. And my prior career, I was actually a financial advisor. And so on Stuff Parents Like, what we talk about is money, happiness, and parenting from the trenches. And it's just a collaboration of those three things. And really, you can think of it as, you know, things that, parents, it's a just a resource for parents to, learn more about money and happiness and, you know, maybe some funny stories for me.
That's great. And that's something that everybody needs and everybody can relate to, especially if you have a family, because you never know what, you know, everybody has those different situations. So it's good to have a resource to turn to and say, oh, this family's been through this, or here's a suggestion. And everybody has money problems. So it's great you cover that as well.
Yeah. And I think one of the, and when I say money, you know, since I was a former financial advisor, I do talk a lot about, you know, retirement planning, investments. But, you know, one of the things that I also talk about is how to make more money, because, you know, even though I have a job, I also have this side hustle. And I think it's important, especially in today's economy, that not only do you, should you diversify your investments, but you should diversify your income. And that's one of the things that we talk a lot about on, the website.
So you share a lot of strategies to boost your income on there as well, and then where to invest that at for long-term growth?
Correct.
Awesome. So you had an amazing 2014. All these new doors open up, it seems like, for you. You're doing guest posts, building the sites, building the courses. What can we expect from you in 2015?
Well, 2015, I think I want to take my Amazon. Oh, I know I want to take my Amazon business to the next level. So I'll be starting to try and import some products from China, and that's called private labeling. So I'll be creating my own products and selling those on Amazon through FBA.
Do we have any, as far as bringing the products in, do we have a timeline of when you're going to start that and projected numbers you're planning on this year?
Yeah. I mean, year to date, just with my Amazon FBA business, like what I do is I call retail arbitrage. I mean, I'm already at 60,000 in sales. So if I add to Alibaba, I want to have my first product launched by August that's my deadline. That's my goal. And have that up and running. So by the end of the year, I would like to be between 150 and 175,000 in revenue.
That's amazing. Very cool.
That would be amazing. That's a big stretch goal.
And not to mention, you already have an income stream.
Yes.
You know, 9 to 5, and then that on top of it, that's beautiful. For the listeners out there that are ready to change their life and take action today, what are some simple strategies you could share with them so they could take action immediately?
Man, just start trying things. And I think that's what it's all about. A lot of times, I think we just get scared and we think about all the ways we can fail and what will happen if we fail. But you know, you got to get out there and try something. And I don't think you should get out there and try something that's going to be, and if you fail, it's catastrophic. But go out there and try something. Maybe you want to start your Amazon business. Well, take $200-$300 and start it, because that's all I started with. I started with $75. And I created all that revenue from $75, no joke. So you can start small and you just go out there and try it. Like I said, don't take catastrophic chances. Just take small baby steps, some small wins, and then go off of those small wins, and the small wins will eventually become big wins.
That's great advice there. That's $75. I didn't even catch that before. So that's a whole nother podcast interview in itself. $75 to 120 plus.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Nuts when you look back on it.
Very cool. Well, congrats on all your successes. I appreciate your time today. Where can the listeners connect with you?
Yeah, you can check me out at Stuff Parents Like, stuffparentslike.com. You can also, you know, come connect with me on Twitter. It's at Stuff Parents Like, but it's only one F. I didn't have enough characters in there. But those are the two places where you can find me most of the time.
Very cool. I'm going to link to that in the show notes. Travis, I hope to catch up with you in the near future.
Yes, yes, definitely, Mike. I appreciate being on the show. This is fun.
Awesome. All right. Take care.
You too.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at michaelalder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody. Thanks, and let's take action today.